Hello, I'm Ray. Welcome to another one of my Ray's Roaming Rants. This one is all about Clapham Church. That's Clapham in West Sussex, not Clapham, London, if you're going to look it up online. It's the Church of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and it says on the little booklet that I've borrowed, "In the Hundred of Brightford, Rape of Bramber." Not sure what that means, to be honest. The church, back in the 12th century, replaced an earlier Norman building. And according to the information in this little booklet, it hasn't changed much. The appearance of it hasn't changed since it was built in the 12th century. The Hundred of Brightford comprised the parishes of Broadwater, Clapham, Durrington, Findon, Heen, Lancing and Sompting. Most of those places were listed as part of this in 1086, but Clapham and Findon were then said to be part of Stenning Hundred. So it's all to do with areas, isn't it? The Rape and the Hundred, it's all different areas of Sussex. Well, we're in West Sussex, of course. Quite fascinating to read all this stuff about things 1,000 years ago, especially local history, you know, wherever you are. It's quite fascinating. Without further ado, let's go off with Ray's roving rants and the microphone to Clapham Church, West Sussex. I'm standing outside Clapham Church, St Mary the Virgin Church, West Sussex. If you're going to look this up on the internet, do include West Sussex. Otherwise, you'll end up with a church in Clapham, London. It's been pouring with rain this morning, but it's stopped now and it's fairly pleasant. Don't know whether you can hear the background noise. That's the A27, a very busy road. As I'm always saying, wherever I go, I've got traffic noise. This church was built in 1100 and something, and I believe it was built on the site of a Norman church. I'm about to go inside in a minute. I'm out in the churchyard, or the graveyard at the moment. I can't read the gravestones because they are so old, and you just can't read the writing on them properly. They're covered in, lichen, is it, or algae? Algae. And they're just worn over over the centuries, which is unfortunate. I'm just waiting for some people to come out of the church, and then I will go in and tell you a little bit more about it. I'm now inside the church, which is quite amazing, actually. I'm not going to talk. I don't know why I'm whispering. There's no one here except Trish. But I don't want to shout too much. Quite amazing to think that this was built in 1100 and something. It's cool in here. That's the thing about churches in the summer. They're always cool. They don't need aircon. I'm trying to find the board. There used to be a board on the wall here listing all the rectors going back hundreds of years, but I can't see it. Trish is just having a look round for it. It's fairly quiet in here, apart from the traffic noise that you can still hear, which is unfortunate. The board seems to have disappeared. I used to come here as a child, actually not in the church itself, but in the woods outside. The church is quite a way outside the village, Clapham Village. It's in the woods. A lot of the woods now has gone around the church, but there's still the bluebell wood, which obviously we're too late in the year now, end of May, but the bluebell wood is a carpet or blanket of bluebells. Fantastic walking through there. Trisha found the list of rectors. It's not a board on the wall as it used to be. It's just a bit of paper in a frame, which is unfortunate. Anyway, it's here. 1257, William D. I can't pronounce that. William D. Radinor. 1286, John D. Vesellia. Bartholomew Tyrrell, 1334. Roger Orchard, 1399, goes back away, and up to date 2015. Helena, someone or other. She must still be the rector. Nothing after that one. But isn't that amazing? Look, 1257. William, St Mary the Virgin, Clapham, Sussex. Trish has just looked at the latest rector, Helena. It's Helena Bouquet, as in hyacinth. Bucket. Helena Bouquet, 2015, obviously till now. The village of Clapham is basically one road. That's all it is. It's not like a village all sprawled out. It's just one road. And at the end of the road, it just goes into farmland. There's quite a big farm there, which again, I used to go and muck around when I was a kid. The church is northeast of the village, and Clapham Farm is its sort of nearest neighbour. Apparently no one knows why the church was built in the woods. It's rather odd. Just a single street, then there's like a farm track, then you go up a hill through the woods, all lovely woodland, then there's the church there. So it's all rather odd, and no one seems to know why. That concludes my visit of Clapham Church, West Sussex. Lovely place if ever you're down this neck of the woods. Go and have a look. Not sure if the page is up and running yet, but I'm going to put photos on the webpage, www.raysrants.info. Info as in information, raysrants.info. Not sure when it's going to be up and running, but I thought I'd mention this now because hopefully it won't be too long. Hope you enjoyed that. Thanks for listening to one of my Ray's Roaming Rants episodes, and there'll be plenty more to come once I get out and about with my roving microphone. Take care, look after yourselves. Bye-bye for now.